There you go, Blur, Park Life, to start us off on this Monday here at Classic Hits. Monday, 29th of July, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. What are you doing?
I'm after getting me zip of what? Me jumper, of me hoodie zip caught onto the front of me trails, me shorts. I can't now.
Oh my.
Hold on. There. Now. Now I'm free. Thank you. Morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
What the heck?
Oh, happy Monday, everyone. Sorry for that bit of a start. Jim always starts when nobody, he doesn't even ask if you're ready anymore. He just gets stuck in. You could be doing anything when he starts this show. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
No manners, that man. I tell you something, it was unbelievable. I remember when he did have manners. Long gone. Long gone.
Now, look, as well as getting your shorts or whatever it was, what did you get? You got something caught in your shorts.
Me hoodie zip caught in me shorts, yeah.
It's not to take me that long to work out why the music wasn't playing.
Well, that's hardly my fault.
It was obviously your shorts and your zipper and all that. You must have messed
Mickey
up the machine.
Isn't an aerial. What are you talking about? Getting all things going all wrong. Get out of it.
Heck almighty.
Oh, there you. Anyway, there you go. Yeah,
that's an illustrious start to a week, isn't it? What's saying?
I don't know what illustrious means. Whatever. Whatever.
Morning to you anyway. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Finally, we're up and running. On another week of PJ and Jim.
Ah, look, good over. It's Monday. You're not supposed to be all, going at it gung ho. You don't be annoying people.
God forbid you'd hit the ground running or anything like that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that carry on. Anyway, listen, we played a bit of Park Life there. Blur, it was Park Life for you, wasn't it? Croke Park Life over the weekend.
Yeah, it was.
All in your regalia.
Up to all sorts this weekend with the lifeboats, yeah. Was out the Bray Air Show with them on Saturday. And then.
That must be deadly, is it? Because you get to see it all from the sea.
It's good, all right, yeah. You're not there for very long. It's just, you do a demonstration with the,
do you
with the Coast Guard.
Do you pick up the lads who jump out of the planes?
Yeah.
Right.
No, not the lad. No, the Coast Guard. The helicopter.
Right.
Yeah.
And well, did they have parachute lads this year?
We didn't see them. We don't know. We weren't there for the whole time, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
And what were you doing in Croke Park? Just wandering around, were you?
No, we were on the pitch for the National Anthem and everything. It was
pretty
unbelievable,
good.
Yeah. Holding the Orange Alive and Respect the Water banners, yeah.
Is that what it was? It was a promotional day.
Yeah, it's been happening every year for the last 3 years.
Yeah, God, a great day for it. Did you stay and watch the match?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did. Very hot now, in all that gear. Oh, my God.
Did you have to leave all the Fisherman's Friend stuff on while you were watching it?
Well, for most of the day you were wearing your yellows, yeah.
Oh my
Jesus,
God.
Jim, it was very hot.
Well, yeah, I can
imagine. It was very hot, yeah. Great game.
Two great games over the weekend.
Yeah, and I know hurling is like, you know, the superior game and all, but I just don't like watching it.
Do you
don't know where the ball is. I never know.
You're better off watching
like
it on the telly.
Like, you don't care. Telly's worse. It's even smaller on the bleeding telly.
Yeah, but at least the cameraman has to follow it.
Yeah. No, I've decided yesterday. It was an amazing game. The atmosphere was electric. It was incredible. But there's a reason I'm a football fan.
Right.
And it's a better spectator sport. I don't know where you don't know what's going on. What's going on? Is that going? Hey! No one knows what's happening. It's a pain. Like, it's an incredible game. There's no doubt about it. It's the best game in the world. But as a spectator sport, when you have to say, where's the ball and what's happening?
Maybe you have to be acclimatized
for a constant 70 minutes.
Maybe it's because you're not acclimatized to it. There's probably ardent hurling fans who, you know, what is he talking about? For God's sake, can't
see
the
whatever,
ball.
Yeah. You cannot
like rugby,
see the ball.
Like rugby, lads. When you watch rugby live, that can be a bit.
That's like just, I watch rugby live every Saturday night. You just go down to, up the chipper there. Watch them all. That's rugby. That's literally rugby. Scrub up a tile.
It probably is actually out your way, out the posh way.
Yeah.
That's probably the way they have a fight, is it? Right, get together. Front row.
Get into a ruck.
Yeah. Front row. Back row. You can be a flanker. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing this by the Queensbury rules. We're going to have a proper punch up here.
Oh, them rugby lads are only tramps out our way. It's all about the yacht lads now. It's all about the yacht.
You look down your nose at the rugby
lads.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah.
If you don't have your boaters on, you're nobody.
Get the sails up, lads. Here come the rugby tops.
English Ian, morning to you. And who's that checking in? Trish in Lusk. Morning to you, folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Whatever's going on. Hopefully you had a fantastic weekend. Hopefully you got some decent weather.
Oh,
decent weather up this neck of the woods.
Unbelievable. Pure nothing but sunshine for the whole weekend. Was incredible.
So hopefully you got some of that. 087-188-0008. Birthdays on the way. 12 minutes past 6 here at Classic Hits. Yeah, Taylor Dane, Tell It To My Heart. Almost a quarter past six here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 29th of July. Thank you for doing that, folks. Morning to Margaret in Fermoy. Had a fabulous weekend. Glorious weather on Saturday. Good to hear, Margaret. Good to hear.
Unreal weather.
Birthday-wise, I'm struggling for you, buddy. I really am struggling for you. Literally, I've only managed to get three that I think might be in your frame of reference.
Right.
So you're going to have to get them all, I'm afraid.
Well...
There's slim pickings on the old birthdays today, I'm afraid.
So basically no chance is what you're saying. You're setting me up lovely on the Monday
today. Often when you face adversity is when you're at your finest.
When
you have no... In fact, I should have picked three people that I thought you didn't have a clue about. They seem to be the ones you get right most
actually,
often.
Genuinely seems to be the best way to do it with me sometimes.
Anyway, we are going to start with one of your areas of expertise. We're going to start in the old Formula One arena.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay. And a former Formula One champ, albeit a few years back now, to be fair. So, might be actually smack bang in your era. Fernando Alonso.
Oh, Fernando Alonso, yeah, I do, yeah. Alonso! That's what I just remember when I was playing F1 on the PlayStation, his name always sounded like that. Alonso! It was so annoying. You couldn't play as him, or you couldn't, like, it was just, even when he passed you, you'd pass him. And he's going around, Alonso! I ended up hating him. Because of a PlayStation game, I ended up hating him.
Whoever recorded the voiceover for that obviously only did the one take.
Alonso!
Yeah.
And it's Alonso!
Yes. Yeah, it was it's great. They didn't have an interview in it. Here I am talking to Fernando. Alonso!
Yeah.
About the race there.
Oh, God. It was just... You know the way a little thing can do your head in with the game?
Yeah.
I think the game's are made of that. It was Murray Walker's voice, I think.
Murray Walker's voice
back in the day, yeah.
He was brilliant. He was famous for all of the mad stuff he came out with.
Great stuff, yeah. He made so many mistakes. But in fairness, a Formula One race goes on for like 3.5 days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like you're always going to make some sort of a little gaff in that
period.
You're
about to walk yourself into something.
Yeah, there you go. So what age is Alonso? I don't know a lot about him. I'd say
Spanish.
Yeah.
Drove, I suppose you'd have to say now. Because he's not on the go still, is he, Fernando Alonso?
No, he's
long gone. Drove for McLaren in the day.
Yeah. He's not too distant from me, I'd say.
No, not a million miles.
Yeah.
A little bit younger than you.
Younger?
A little bit younger than you, yeah. Why were you going to think you thought he was older?
Are you joking? I thought he was a bit older, yeah.
Yeah, well, according to this, he's a bit younger than you.
Here's me. I was actually pretending to be him on a PlayStation. That's ridiculous. Right, I'm going to say he's like 41 then.
38.
Ah, fart anyway.
38. We'll stick with the sport though, but we'll go to the football, as in the soccer.
Yeah.
And former Irish international, albeit that he once did have a spell with Liverpool.
Oh.
It was never a good thing. And then he went off and started doing commentary and all that shenanigans. Jim Beglin.
Ah, Jim Beglin, yeah. Even though he is a Liverpooler, you'd have to forgive him. He's been there. He is a Liverpooler. What are you going to do? Well, I'm just going to try and lure you on. Maybe take the shine on or something like that. But
I don't know. Is he regarded as a particularly good kind of commentator type? Not commentator, really. Pundit, I suppose.
I don't know, he's just been around for so long. He's one of the staples, really, isn't he? I think he's pretty good.
Pundits kind of... It's a love-hate thing, you know. There's people who like certain pundits and people who hate them. They irritate them.
I like Jim Beglin, I have to say. Yeah, Jim Beglin. He calls a good game. You know what I mean? Even if he does do it like that.
No, he doesn't. He's never sounded like that.
Never sounded like that. I'm going to say he's like 56.
Yes, he is.
Hey, finally
well
won.
Done. Well done, sir.
I know it won't make a difference today, good. But there you go.
Right, okay. What about this? One from your childhood, mate. Oh, no, this guy was never doing kids' TV when you were a kid. Andy Peters.
He was doing kids' TV when I was a kid. Or maybe I was an adult and watching it. Maybe when Alonso was winning races, I was watching Andy Peters on the BBC.
I was just going to say, that's probably more likely. Live and Kicking he did. He's done Celebrity MasterChef more recently.
Yeah.
And of course, most recently of all, he's done this amazing programme on, I think it was BBC 4, called, and I kid you not, it was called... Plane Spotting Live.
Yeah, I see how pathetic that is. Do you know what? Right? The most pathetic TV ever made. Jim comes in. You didn't see Plane Spotting Live last night. English John and Mike all. Oh, it was brilliant. And they spoke about it for like an hour. They were talking and about their favourite bits and all. And we're talking about the Ryan airplane. It was like the biggest nerd fest you've ever seen here last week.
It was funny, man. No, it was funny.
Unbelievable.
It was funny for that reason. It was, you see something like that and you go, that can't be real, can it?
And it was.
And you click on what's... Because you know the way BBC have done all that mad stuff where they do, you know, like they did the space thing when Darragh O'Brien did the space thing.
Yeah.
You know, all that.
I remember. I don't know what it was called. I remember what was happening. Yeah.
And then, well, whatever. And they did then some nature thing again, and it was all whatever.
Yeah, but space and nature are a little bit more interesting than just planes landing.
But that's. I just thought, is that what's it mean live? So I clicked on, and there it was, Andy Peters. And your man that does all the election stuff, Peter Snow.
The most, the big serious journal.
A big serious journal. And they were there doing, it was funny, man. It was funny.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Of course it was funny. It's fucking ridiculous.
Exactly.
To have someone standing in an airport going, there's Ryanair now. There's Aer Lingus. There you go, yep. I'm going to say Andy Peters, though. Jeepers, what age is he? About 52.
49.
Ah, right. I want a million. Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
So well, you were watching him doing kids' telly as an adult.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Fair play to you. Dead right, Sue. Still, you got Jim Beglin. That's not bad. That's a start to a week.
Yeah, I suppose it's a good start to the week. So what have I
you don't, you know, you don't want to rush in. You don't want to, you know, use up all your best material right at the start.
Yeah, it's a bit of a good start to the week as getting me hoodie caught in the front of me shorts, I suppose.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff, Tara. 6:32. How are you today?
Flying form.
Are you?
Yeah.
Coming off the back of a belter of a weekend, is it?
One of those weekends, one of those mad weekends where 2 days actually felt more like four.
Wow.
Like totally relaxed.
Rare. Definitely a rare experience on a weekend, yeah.
So that's what it was. Total flake out, total chill.
No, well, no, I was out and about. I went to the Bray Air show on Saturday.
Lovely.
Did you
see PJ?
No.
I was out doing
was
a demo
the
on the lifeboat.
Were you on the lifeboat? Were you?
Yeah,
I didn't know that was you. Sorry, I would have waved. I would have waved and you would have seen me with all of the other 55,000
people. Obviously. Yeah, because I mean, like, for God's sake, there was the two of you. There was only another, whatever it was. What'd you say, 55,000?
Yeah.
Surely to God you saw each other.
Just a handful of people.
Going around. Do you know, you didn't see PJ Gallagher anywhere, did you?
Yeah, it was good crack though.
It was good crack. Weather was kind of nice and got out for a bit of a swim and a walk on the beach on Saturday morning. It was just one of those lovely weekends where just totally relaxed.
My God, brilliant.
No.
So what did you? I feel horrible about my weekend now.
Why? Because you did nothing.
Because Tara had such a good one.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
I'll bring you along for mine next weekend, Jim.
Just realised how poor my weekends are now.
I'd say he was having to lie with himself. I'd say, what were you doing? Sitting on your bum, having a few fizzies to lie with yourself.
What did I do?
Look, I'm trying to think up a lie, is he?
I'm trying to think of something that somebody would go, ooh, that was good.
What did you actually do?
Yeah, no, I drank me nuts off.
Yeah, see? Had a great time.
Yeah, Travis and Singh here at Classic Hits, almost 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Your Get Up and Go song was Erasure, their version of ABBA's Take a Chance on Me.
That was an awful song, wasn't it? Wasn't it? Like, you know, there's a lot of good stuff on here. You can't win them all. Like, it's 99% good music here. But that was bloody awful. Oh, my God. Great. I don't know what that was. Where, like, you know something's
bad. Nobody will ever accuse you of towing the party line, right? You'll never be accused of propaganda or anything like that. I mean, to be fair to you, you do call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
Other people like me who've been, you know, have been beaten down by various program controllers over the years, you know, would never dare question the music you play. Never dare, because, like, you know, you'd be battered for it.
Well, you just pretend it's all great.
Yeah, you just go out and you say it like it is. You're a breath of fresh air.
It was like, shit. If I heard that in the shopping centre, I would leave. Like, I'd have to come back.
Brilliant.
I'd have to do a day without the Mestos, because that is doing my nut.
Right, there, listen, 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp, Elf Terry's been on, sent us a few photos of himself and Abby and a couple of her mates in Tato Park.
Ah, oh, very
it's
good.
It's a great spot.
Love Tato Park.
Great spot. Actually, we've got a bit of a chat a bit later on about another great spot, Fort Lucan, that PJ and myself and Magic Mike went to on Friday.
Great bit of crack.
Crazy golf. We'll tell you about that later on. It was brilliant.
Finally got another to swing a golf place. Racket. Apparently they're not called golf bats. Sorry. But I finally got to swing a golf racket. And it was great crack.
Also on the WhatsApp, Chainsaw Man has been on. He's not happy with you, PJ.
What did I do now? What's wrong
morning,
with you?
Man. PJ, what are you on about, buddy? Hurling is the best spectator sport you'll get in the world, man.
Yeah, grand. Yeah. If you can't see the ball, it's not the best. It's as simple as that. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's not the greatest sport in the world. In fact, it probably is the greatest sport in the world. But if you can't see the ball, You know, oh, there's six fellas with their sticks and they're all digging into the ground and you're like, where is... And then one of them runs off and you go, oh, there he... Oh, he hasn't got it. No, hold on, where's... Oh, yeah, man. Oh, there... Oh, hey, there it is.
I'm telling you, it's better on the telly.
I don't... Well, look, I've watched more on the telly than I have in person. And I, yeah. And I stopped watching it on the telly because I didn't know where the flip ball was.
Anyway, Chainsaw Man has he's developed a touch of Elf Terry.
Yeah.
He's turned around, he says, it wasn't our day Saturday, but we'll be back for 2020.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I was really hoping Limerick could do it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I tell you,
we were just saying, actually, that had it have been, if you on the basis of the spectators, right, if it had have ended up being a Limerick-Wexford final...
Can you even imagine
I think all of Dublin would have had to have moved out.
We'd have gone,
they,
yeah.
They travel in numbers.
We'd have been like the Nordies on the 12th of July. We'd be going to Belfast for a day at the zoo and all. You know, something just to get out of town while the madness ensued.
Because in terms of Limerick supporters on the Saturday, huge numbers and around Dublin.
Yesterday, I was in Crow Park yesterday. Like the
Wexford supporters.
They were incredible,
everywhere,
the Wexford supporters.
Everywhere.
And they were so... The atmosphere...
Yeah.
Because of the Wexford crowd, it was amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
But in a shock turn of events, it's Kilkenny and Tip in the final.
Shows you how mad hurling is. It's Kilkenny and Tipperary in the final.
For the 20th time.
For the 20 millionth time, and everyone's going, jeez, that was a shock. No one saw that coming. That's mad. Hurling's mental. Hurling is mental.
By the way, can I tell you what I found out over the weekend, right? Remember when we were talking about it on Friday, right? And we were saying, you told me that the Wexford nickname...
It's the Yellow Bellies.
It was the Yellow Bellies.
Yeah.
I was saying, my God, that's not a great nickname to have. You know, Yellow Bellies, a lot of connotations associated with that.
Yeah.
And we ended up talking about nicknames and, you know, whatever, right? I only went and found out what the Wicklow nickname is.
I didn't know Wicklow had a nickname at all.
Well, I didn't either. And to be honest with you, I'm not surprised now. I wouldn't say they go on about it much.
What is it?
It's the Goat Suckers.
The Goat Suckers! You're joking me!
No. Because I thought I
the
was
the goat
being,
sucker.
Because I thought I was being wound up, right? When one lad told me that, right? I thought, no, you're just like that's you're
that can't be right.
And then I asked this other fella who is a genuine GAA aficionado, if you know what I mean.
The he, like, goat big, suckers.
And apparently the Wicklow nickname is the Goat Suckers.
What the name? Where did that come from?
I've no idea.
Chupacabras. That's what they call the monster in Mexico. The chupacabra.
What's that got to do with it?
Chupacabra is Spanish for goat sucker.
Well, everybody's supposed to know that, are they? Everybody's supposed
to
be
a
fluent
Spanish. No,
I'm
saying it to you now. I'm telling you now what it is.
So a monster in Spain is known as a goat sucker.
A goat, the type of, he goat travels on.
Well, maybe that's what they thought it was that. Maybe there was a Spanish influence.
There's a chupacabra, is it? So I knew you came from a weird place of mystical.
What are you talking about? I'm a dub.
Yeah, right. I don't believe that.
I just relocated.
Shut up, chupacabra. Goat sucker. Get away from me. Someone put a crucifix on his head and see if he goes on fire.
What now?
That's an amazing name.
In the face of that, being referred to as, you know, part of the Yellow Bellies is actually...
It's actually not bad.
You're doing okay.
Goat sucker. That sounds rude. Like,
we're going to have to look it up, right? But there's no, I'm on, like, independently I asked somebody else and they verified it.
Never heard
it. I'm going to have to look it up.
That is an amazing name.
Isn't it? Anyway, listen, the other stuff going on today, of course, it is Double Money Monday. €1,600 we're playing for. Don't forget, the clue is out there. The clue is, I haven't got a clue. That, believe it or not, is the clue for the hit bit. ClassicHits.ie to check out all the previous guesses and the clue and to listen to it as often as you like. €1,600 if you want to play.
£1,600, yeah. Loads
Very
of
nice.
Money at stake today, so.
Yeah, another new prize on the Breakfast Table quiz. And, of course, we will be revealing all about PJ's first initiation in the world of golf. If you haven't checked it out, it's on our Facebook page. It's on our Instagram feed as well. The video of PJ and golf coming together in an amazing unison.
Yeah, that's
first time ever.
A little bit now, you know.
It's a spectacle to behold, and we'll tell you about it a bit later on.
It might
be
a spectacle to behold. That's true. We'll tell you more about it later anyway.
087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Madonna and Cherish here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that on this Monday, 29th of July, just 10 past 7. And coming off the back, of course, of an amazing sporting weekend, the hurling semi-finals, two cracking games over the weekend. We were talking about it on Friday in the build-up to it. In fact, we were talking about this before 7, so if you were with us before 7, you know where we're going with this, because We had a discussion on Friday about how the Wexford fans of the Wexford GAA hurling team are known as the Yellow Bellies, which came as a surprise to me. PJ informed me of this. I didn't know that. And I mentioned that I didn't think it was the most complimentary name to have, right? And then over the course of the weekend, I found out that apparently the equivalent for the Wicklow GAA fan is the Goat Sucker.
Goat Sucker. It sums up Jim, but who knew, because he was a blow-in. You know what I mean? That's
excuse
the rest of the
me.
County would have known.
I am a proud dub who happens to have just, you know, given the benefit of my attendance in the Wicklow area.
But anyway, we'll see
so
about
the Goat
that.
Suckers, which, I mean, again, you know, I didn't think it was the greatest kind of nickname.
But
you could
know where
have.
It comes from?
No.
So, right, so, well, the only explanation that I can find anyway is that feral goats roam the Wicklow Mountains. And how the sucking part came along, well, that's something I don't think anybody really wants to go into that or think too much about it.
Probably not.
But anyway.
But it led us to. I thought it couldn't really get much worse. But Peachy says, oh, no, no, no. I beg to differ.
It really can't. Now, there's a few ones that people maybe, you know, like Offaly being the faithful county they call Offaly, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, the faithful. And Donegal were always kind of the forgotten county. So there's always these sort of things that you kind of
are
know.
They official nicknames? Like, for example, say Galway being the tribesman. Is that an official? That's their official one,
that's
is
their
it?
I think it is, yeah. Right. There's another one here for Galway.
And Cork being the rebels.
There's another one here for Galway I never heard about. And for Cork, actually. Apparently Galway are also known as the herring chokers. Yeah.
The herring chokers.
Apparently so. The fishing industry was a big part of Galway. Gave us them apparently this, well, it's a very underused nickname, I'd say, anyway. And it's... a herring choker, I've no idea. And
actually, we better check that out with Mike. Is that how you do? You have to choke a herring?
He'd know all about it. Yeah. I'd say if there's a herring choker in here,
I'd say Mike's choked a herring in his time.
I'd say he has. Yeah, choked a herring off himself. I'd say a few times. Yeah. Also, the donkey eaters is a Cork one. Apparently,
I've never heard that.
Never. It's always been the rebels when it came to Cork, as far as I was concerned.
The donkey eaters.
But here's something else. There is one now I've never heard of before. Good old Roscommon were always going to deliver, weren't they? Roscommon. Who knew that they were known as the, lock them up, the sheep stealers.
The sheep stealers,
yeah. Almost as bad as the goat suckers. Apparently, if you were caught stealing sheep back in the day, you were sent to Australia as a punishment. And happened more in Roscommon than anywhere else in Ireland. So they became known as the sheep stealers.
So something. I'm starting to assume, right, that these nicknames are bestowed upon you by other counties.
Well, I think so.
So these aren't
so.
Something you choose to adopt.
No,
it's
but
what you get called.
Come on, you can never give yourself your own nickname.
Yeah, it's what you get called
by
other people.
You can never give yourself your own nickname. Yeah. You know the way you get every so often in school, you get some agent come in and say, I want to be called Rocket now. That's not how nicknames work,
yeah,
I'm afraid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you'll be called Donkey just like everybody.
And that's the way. Tipperary, we saw them play a cracking game yesterday. An incredible victory, I think we'll agree, for the stone throwers of Tipperary.
The stone throwers.
Yeah.
Great.
Comes from
That's not the worst.
Apparently, a particularly angry group of Tipperary militants during the land war in the 1800s. They were known as the stone throwers. It's causing riots all over the place. So there you go. That's what they gather from. The herring show, we saw them. Carlo, this is my favourite. I love this. Go on, Carlo. Now, I have a video going around at the moment. It's gone sort of a little bit viral. You might have seen it as a Dublin fan.
That's right, Jeff. Taken from Meet the Neighbours.
And he's going on. Look at that. Talking about the cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, they do want to go. You can't even go in the crowd park with the smell of onions. Well, I tell you, it must have been a Carlo game that he was talking about. Because who knew Carlo were known as the scallion eaters?
The scallion eaters?
Yeah. It really sums them up.
Wow.
Carlo scallion eaters. People from Carlo adore the flavour of an onion, apparently.
A spring onion, specifically.
Absolutely love an onion, they do. In the 19th century, most of Leinster's onions were grown in Carlo. There you go. And they became known as the scallion eaters. You know?
Wow.
And also, I suppose, in fairness, anyone that's been in Carlo starts crying because it's such a kip. So there you go. So that's probably something to do with it.
Right.
The smell of onions.
It all comes together.
And the tears in your eyes. And you'll be like, I'm in Carlo. I'm literally a stone's throw from Kilkenny. And I can't
I could have been known as a cat.
There you go.
And instead, I'm an onion muncher.
I'm an onion munching laden Carlo.
Mind you, to be fair, if you're in Carlo, you would be turning around going, well, I'll tell you something, lads. You know, it could be worse. We could be goat suckers.
That's true enough, yeah. At least they wouldn't smell of onions, but you know what I mean? Sligo are known as the zebras.
Wow.
Which makes sense. The black and white, I suppose, it was all, that's more, that's sort of self-explanatory. And probably the worst one. I'm not the most offensive, but just the most ridiculous one. Just shows, right? There's a county called Kildare, right? There's really nothing going on in it, right?
The Lily Whites, they have their own.
Yeah, but they have an add-on as well. The herring chokers and the donkey eaters do. And apparently, the county's known as the Shortgrass County.
Shortgrass?
Yeah. There you go, Shortgrass. Everyone killed their cuts the grass. Lovely. They always have a well-presented lawn.
The Shortgrass.
Shortgrass County.
That's great.
Yeah. No reason for it. Literally not an explanation in the world. Short grass.
Just the grass doesn't grow very high.
It's all race courses and golf clubs. How could it?
If there's any good ones we missed out on, although basically I'm just looking for anything to be better than the goat suppers, really.
Yeah, the Nordies got off handy enough there, didn't they?
Yeah, there was nobody mentioned there at all, no.
You'd think the Snipers of Antrim or something would be...
Pet Shop Boys, go west, 20 past 7. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 0871 880 0008, if you want to give us a shout. A couple of quick texts in just on those nicknames for the GAA fans. Somebody texted in to say that you're absolutely right about the Carlo one. Their dad was a Carlo man and told them that about 20 years ago. Not the Scallion Munchers. What's the official name again?
Scallion Eaters, yeah.
Scallion Eaters.
Yeah, yeah.
Scallion Eaters, yeah. And apparently, a few people have texted in to say that Kildare one, the Short Grass, right? Somebody says they're known as the Short Grass Eaters.
Right.
Somebody else just says, whatever, the Short Grass County. And it is, you're right. It's because basically all the sheep grazing on the Curragh and the horses grazing and all that. It is that.
So there you go, the Shortgrass County.
That's how it became known.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I never heard any of those that we were, well, that I was reading there a minute ago.
Yeah.
So I obviously heard them a minute ago.
Also, Keith Dempsey was on. I don't really think that these are necessarily GAA related, but he has been on about the alternative name for some of the, you know, like Offaly, you said, was what, known as the Faithful County, was it?
Yeah. What he is saying, yeah, and it reads exactly like this, right? Well, not exactly, because I can't put these words in. But he says... The Faithful County. More recently, they've acquired the name Biffos. Now, a lot of us know what Biffos stands for. Ignorant. From Offaly, right? And just in case the boys from the Queen's County were feeling left out, there's a new name. And I did hear this a couple of years ago. I think it was Bernard O'Shea told me this. Buffaloes.
So they're known, if you're from Leash, you're known as a buffalo.
If you're from you're known as a buffalo, yeah. And that stands for the big ugly from around Leash and Offaly.
Buffaloes.
The buffaloes, yeah. Which is brilliant. So if you live anywhere near Offaly or Leash, you're known as a buffalo now.
Oh, where the buffaloes roam. Leash and Offaly.
And the antelope don't go.
7:22. Spiller and Groove Jess here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 29th of July, 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Of course, the hit bit on the way. And if you fancy having a bash on it, it is Double Money Monday. As Mike said in his little Galway races rundown, it's £1,600. 0871 880 0008 if you want to have a go. Don't bother giving us your guess, okay? Because it wouldn't count anyway. You need to actually get on and sort of, you know, play with us on the air to win the money. So just let us know that you want to play and you could get a call back from Magic Mike and have a go at winning €1,600 on the hit bit. ClassicHits.ie if you want to check out all the previous guesses and have another listen. But let us know if you fancy playing. 0871 880 0008. By the way, need to give a shout out to a big listener to the show. I was talking to him yesterday. I have to say hi to The Block.
The Block?
The Block.
Right, go on, The Block.
Yeah.
Talking about nicknames a lot this morning.
I know, yeah. Actually, I never found out why he's known as I assume he must have been a bricklayer once.
God knows. The Block. Go on, The Block.
Jer, The Block's in it. Big listener to the show. Morning to you, Jer. Safe driving and all that this morning.
And what? May your head be block free for the day. That's in it.
Yeah. May you suffer no blockages at all.
Yeah, we certainly hope
description.
So. Now, you may have heard Tara going on there about a young lad called Josh Giuliano, who's he entered basically a Fortnite. You know the video game Fortnite?
No.
Ah, you do. You've heard of it anyway.
No.
Ah, yeah.
How do you play it?
Well, I don't know how to play it. I've never gone near the bloody thing, but you must have heard of Fortnite. Every single kid in the world is mental for Fortnite.
Right, okay.
It's the most popular video game and experience in the world, I'd say. By a country mile. And there was a huge tournament held in New York yesterday, I think. I guess it was yesterday. And a guy who's 17 years old from Ireland called Josh Giuliano there's sort of a question here. Tara's saying 58th. He came 58th place, right?
Right, okay. And which initially wouldn't sound great, really.
No.
Right? No.
58th place.
Right.
And he got 50,000 euros for it, right?
Wow.
Now, just to run you through the money involved in this, right? The players compete for... There's a pot of... What is it? The Dublin... He went 99 rivals vying for 3 million is the top prize, right? So it's a battle royal style tournament. So the longer you last, the more money you make, right? And it has a...
Like the way they play poker, like the longer you can stay in kind of thing.
Yeah, except this is 30 million is the overall pot, right? Which makes it 3 times bigger than the pot for the golf last week for the Open.
Oh my God. And these are online gamers.
Online gamers, right? Online gamers. The players competed before 23,000 people in the yesterday in New York. Right? And they said, talking to him about his participation in the tournament and how does he get ready? And he says, to prepare for a tournament, I just kind of work on my mindset, he says. Because obviously there's millions of people watching. So he says he'll be focusing on the mindset, making sure it doesn't get into his head, and making sure he can perform at the top level. And while he got 50 grand for coming 58th place, a young 15-year-old British kid... He got a million in the doubles portion. This is unbelievable. Him and Jade Nashman and his Dutch partner, Dave Young, who's 21. Jeez, he's an elf.
Yeah, he's a veteran.
Oh.
He's a veteran.
Proper old pensioner of the game. And they'll split a whopping $2.25 million
each. So all those times
each.
That parents have walked in to bedrooms around the country and go, what are you wasting their time? Wasting your time on that bloody... You're always on that blooming machine, blooming PlayStation or whatever.
Well, this is it. They talk to your man Jaden's mother, right?
Yeah.
So they talk to his mother and she goes, look, if I'm honest with you, she goes, I've been really against him gaming. Because I've been pushing him into his schoolwork for ages and threw an Xbox into the bin and snapped a headset. Says we've had nothing but a nightmare in the home. And then he comes home with 50 grand.
So this is the new version of a misspent youth. Once upon a time, it was hanging around snooker halls and God knows what else.
Doesn't sound that misspent. You know, nobody ever came back from Fairview Snooker Hall with 50 grand in his back pocket. That never happened. You know what I mean? Nobody was ever bounding through the one Ken Doherty stays with 50 grand in his back pocket.
It's now become legitimate sport, as in, you know, legitimate sort of prize money sport.
It's far more legitimate than the golf. Far more lucrative,
even.
And with audience figures, the amount of millions of people are watching it, it makes the golf look like an old pensioners tournament, which is what it is by comparison. You know what I mean? It's bigger audience figures. It's got bigger everything. Like, it's absolutely huge. Like, because so many people watch it online. So you're talking global millions. Millions of people globally watching it online.
Watching other people play video
games. Which makes the pot so big, which is why you can have such huge prize money.
Wow. It's 50 amazing. Grand for being 58.
Yeah.
Jeepers,
and 15.
Maybe there's something in
there. And Ireland at 15. Oh my God. Imagine coming home with 50 grand in your back pocket outside the top 50 and thinking you were a loser. Yeah. I'll take that job all day. I feel like a loser every day and I don't get anywhere near 50 grand for a day's work.
Classic hits.
And now, the hit bit. With the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. So there you go, it's €1,600 on the all new, I was going to say the all new brand new hit bit. It isn't the all new brand new hit bit. It is the old hit bit with an all new brand new clue is what it is. So, it sounds like this, and the all-new clue is, I haven't a clue, right? I haven't got a clue, right, in case there's something else in there.
There might be something in the, whatever, syntax.
These clues never make a blind bit of sense to me, regardless. But exactly. 1600 quid is what we have for you. Mike is in the studio, pun ready. Armed he is.
Polishing his puns.
No
upset about that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something after last week. He did finish well. It was just one particular day. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I still have a pain in my chest. I thought it was indigestion for until Saturday and I realised.
Puns.
I know what that is. But let's get off that. Yvonne is in Cork and she's going to have a go. Hey Yvonne.
Hi PJ and Jim.
Hey, how's it going Yvonne? What's the story with you?
I'm just getting up for work.
Getting up. You're still in the bed.
I'm on the couch. My nerves are at me now. Am I speaking to my idols, I'm also...
Oh, well, wait. I tell you something. You're going to love this because we get very disappointing very quick. So there you go. I'm glad you're lying down. It'll all go downhill
very fast, Yvonne. That's for sure. Right, so listen. Let's try and take the cash. 1,600 quid. It's all yours. What is the answer?
Just a Girl by No Doubt.
Right. Right.
Just a Girl by No Doubt.
I actually really like that song. That's a real guilty pleasure, that one.
Yvonne, I'd say you've no doubt that this is right, do you?
I
don't
hope.
Speak. I know what you're saying. And it's wrong. Come on,
lad. Ah, that's not bad. You got a double barrel pony in at least.
Yeah. Even if Mike did say, actually, he sounded a bit off in the distance there,
didn't
he? Yeah. What's wrong with your microphone?
Yeah.
You'll have to get a bit closer.
He has to sit on it.
He hasn't been in the radio.
No, thanks, you're all right. Just once was enough.
It's all good. Cheers. Listen, Yvonne, have a great day. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Cheers.
We'll see you, Yvonne. Have a good one. Enjoy the couch while you can.
Yeah. Yvonne suddenly realised now that, you know, the shine's gone off us completely after
that. That's what we like to do. Next up for a shine knock is from a very glorious and victorious Tipperary this morning is Margaret. How are you getting on, Margaret?
Not too bad in yourself.
Not too bad at all, thanks very much. I was in there yesterday watching Tipperary do it. I'd say you're delighted.
Yeah, I was delighted. For a while, I didn't know if we were going to do it.
I tell you something, it was...
What a game.
Yeah, for you to be caught so many times and still put away, it was something else, it really was. I hope you win it now, I do.
Yeah. We'll try our best anyway.
I'm sure you will. There's something about Tipperary these days, isn't there? Sort of a expected champions in waiting sort of the vibe going on, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. To be honest with you, PJ, I get the impression Margaret would be much more interested in the 1600 quid at the moment.
Well, okay, I'm sorry about that. Go on then, so Margaret, have a guess. What do you think?
Haven't got a clue by Dramarama.
Dramarama?
Bananarama, maybe.
But of course, it's who's Dramarama? That was a TV show back in the 80s.
Is it Dramarama?
It is Dramarama, is it? Yeah.
Dramarama had a song called Haven't Got a Clue.
Yes.
Well, there you go. I stand corrected.
Doesn't it sound like the perfect guess?
Yeah. It does.
Considering the clue and all that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the Dramarama, this. Oh. But tell you something, lads. This has gone a long way, though, isn't it? This, like, hit bit, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Feels longer by the second, yeah.
It's gone a long way.
Oh my God.
Oh God. My talents know no bounds, I tell you.
Oh dear. Save yourself, Margaret.
Margaret,
have a good day.
May Liam McCarthy take the edge off us someday soon.
Okay, thanks very much.
See you later, Margaret. Have a great one.
Oh my God.
Did I tell you if that was wrong or right? It's wrong.
Oh, Troy, yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, we kind of got that, yeah, yeah.
The simple fact that nobody was celebrating. I swear to God, he was doing so well.
Yeah.
And your first one on that was brilliant, and then you killed it with the long way to Tipperary, you maniac.
June in excess. Need you tonight here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. And over the weekend, well, it was actually before the weekend, it was last Friday. A momentous occasion took place when PJ Gallagher.
I'll take it. Yeah. Whatever I can get, Jim.
I'll tell you what happened there. I got too close to the golf too early.
PJ Gallagher! Oh, now you're on. Now I'm into it.
PJ Gallagher and golf came face to face in an amazing confrontation. It was incredible. Now, naturally enough, it was a couple of things. Obviously, you know, 18 holes of golf on a championship course takes a while, right? And PJ Gallagher is a busy man. He's got a lot of demands on his time. So he couldn't go for the fully fledged, you know, full 18 holes, half a day kind of game of golf.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So, thankfully, the very nice people at Fort Lucan stepped in to
good
save the day.
Them. Right, Fort Lucan,
which, by the way, is a fantastic spot. PJ and myself would have spent a lot more time there, but Magic Mike wouldn't let us go on the zip lines and the go-karts and the water slides and stuff. Something about us being adults.
Some like, buzzkill, stupid reason about...
Like, some ridiculous health and safety
It's all for kids or something.
Too big and all. Ridiculous, like.
Seriously, what a load of nonsense. Anyway, that was the crack
We'd have beaten those kids.
Of course we would. Tried to be swinging them over, throwing them over the fences and everything.
Yeah, but he wouldn't let us go on them. So, we were restricted to the crazy golf section of Fort Lucan. Kraken's boss, and they very kindly has allowed us to use, they gave us the full run of their crazy golf course. And really, to get the full benefit of this, you need to check it out on our Facebook page or Instagram, okay? The video is up on Facebook and Instagram. It's worth seeing. Magic Mike did a fantastic job of putting it all together, right?
He did.
Displaying the incredible skills, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, we didn't come out of it too well, now, I suppose, the two of us. To be honest, I don't think either of us are going to be the next golfing champion, whatever they're called, Nigel Mansell or whatever he was. So I can't imagine us being the next Nigel. But I will say, We did our best.
What was he? What was he referring to Shane Lowry as after he won the Open?
Oh, Dennis Lowry, yeah. I was sure it was Dennis. He looks more like a Dennis than a Shane, to
be
honest.
Reckon?
Yeah,
do
it
reckon?
Seems like a lovely fella by all accounts.
As I say, I mean, really you need to check out the video, but just to give you a little taster, right, a couple of the kind of highlights along the way. Well, PJ came across one particular hole which he felt he had a particular disadvantage on.
This one is another par 5. Added difficulty, though, because there is a part of this hole that you have to get past the troll under the bridge.
Boo!
I resent being referred to as a troll.
I think that's it. Well, what else would I expect? He stuck his head through the sort of guillotine thing and used his knees to block both accesses.
You
did.
Just because you couldn't hit it straight and you hit it off my knee.
It went in through the hole and there was nothing there only your big knee.
Exactly. And it wasn't my fault you couldn't miss me knee.
Yeah, right.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's unreal.
And then, of course, he resorts to unsporting-like behaviour, right? Instead of just, you know, kind of accepting the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, no, he has to involve himself in underhanded tactics.
Very important shot, this. Very complex. Through the little holy thing there.
Now! Hang on a second. That can't possibly be right.
Yeah, you see, you hear the giggles of Magic Mike in the background. Because you jumping up from behind an obstacle, shouting boo, and then pushing my ball back through the hole. Unbelievable.
Fair is fair. You get one handicap, I think, a game, don't you? And I think that's the way...
That's not even what a handicap is. Unbelievable.
Well, I think you'll find it sets you back a bit, so then...
You can witness this for yourself, ladies and gentlemen of Ireland, on Facebook, on Instagram. Witness PJ Gallagher's outrageous behaviour when it all came down to the final putt of the game. Okay? This was it. It had actually been neck and neck for the duration. And it all came down to this. Well, it would do if it was the blooming thing at play for me. Hang on a second. No, this is the important one. Oh. Here we go. I'll explain what that is in a minute.
It's a celebratory dance for
no,
you.
No, it's not. Yeah, now that bit at the front. You know what that is? That's PJ Gallagher dancing over the hole to try and put me off.
Yeah, and what about it? What about you stuck your knees into the arches?
Unbelievable. There's me. It all was down to the final putt and you tried to put me off with
what
your ridiculous dancing. But did it work? No, it didn't.
So what? Who cares? Who cares? I didn't even want to win. I don't want to be good at golf. It's a stupid game for idiots.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yourself and Nigel Mansell could be whatever legends you want when it comes to golf. That's grand.
You can check it out.
But it's not something that I want to ever do. And I tell you, so just because you think you can put a little ball in the hole. Oh, brilliant. Yeah, so what? So what? Stupid golf. Bunkers and
arches. He's saying all that. I just say to you, people of Ireland, check it out, okay? Brilliant video by Magic Mike. It's the... It's kind of the equivalent of the BBC's coverage of the Open.
Yeah,
Magic Mike's video of our crazy golf day at Fort Lucan.
And don't forget to watch...
Watch how much PJ Gallagher wants to win and then goes bananas.
Oh, what a bell. And watch how gracious old inflate-head Maccabi is when he actually wins. Watch how gracious he takes that. So much for gracious in victory and defeat. He does a lap of honour of a crazy golf course. With his bat
that's
over his
traditional.
Head.
It's traditional.
Absolute ridiculous. I tell you something, I'm glad.
A lap of honour.
You're lucky I'm even speaking to you.
Ace of Base, all that she wants here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim 8:17 on this Monday. And thank you again, by the way, to the lovely people at Fort Lucan who hosted us on Friday and gave us free run of the crazy golf area. Actually, as I say again, we could have enjoyed a whole lot more. There was loads of other brilliant stuff going on that we weren't allowed on by Magic Mike, and we could have easily skipped the queue. All of those kids were smaller than us, PJ.
Easily
been on the zip line.
Easily.
On the go-karts. The big slides.
And we didn't, and I think that shows what good manners we have. That it only took Magic Mike saying, seriously lads, don't, for us to stop.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Like that's like well-trained dogs. If you literally only have to go, hey, seriously, stop.
Just the one time.
Don't. And that was it, and we didn't. Even though we could have easily taken those kids. No question. Could have gone straight to the front of the queue.
Easily. Anyway.
But a big thanks to Fort Luke, and really appreciate it. Thank you very much indeed. And do check out the video. It is well worth seeing. Mike did a cracking job on it. It's on our Facebook page and on Instagram as well. And now that you have been inducted, right?
Yeah.
Into the worlds of cricket, and the worlds of golf.
Of golf, yeah.
Right. They're two sports that previously you hadn't sort of encountered.
I'd never really partook, yeah, that's for sure.
Anything else you fancy dabbling in?
Well, I didn't really fancy dabbling in either of them. but I ended up having to do it. So that's grand.
You know Magic Mike wants us to go fishing.
Yeah, I mean, of course, like those other two experiences, I'm sure it'll be deeply unpleasant in the long run. But yeah, of course I'll go fishing. I'm very afraid of what I would actually do in the event of catching a fish. Yeah. I'm very afraid to know what that experience and where that experience would go.
As well, yeah.
Like, what do you do when you catch a fish?
Well, I mean, I assume we will be throwing it back. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know how you even get them off.
With our brave, you know, history of animal rights and all.
I don't even know how you get the bone out of his mouth.
What? The bone?
Well, whatever you stick on the end of the line, yeah.
The worm.
Well, bone, worm, chocolate.
Even the worm, I mean. I'd probably feel bad about putting the worm on it.
Yeah. Well, get Magic Michael do all the horrible sticky stuff.
Is there anything else, apart from the fishing, right? So Magic Mike wants to go fishing. Is there anything else in your arsenal of suggestions, Magical Michael?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, right, after the fishing, we do a bit of plane spotting.
Is that a competitive sport?
No. Well, technically, yes.
Yeah.
Depending on what each of us see.
Well, you did make fishing sound a lot more interesting, in fairness there.
Would you come out to the old...
plane spotting would be like the ultimate nerdy top trumps, wouldn't it?
I know, yeah.
Would or you someone come out? With three engines?
Yeah, of course I'll go out, yeah, no problem, yeah.
Only up the road, the old airport road in Dublin.
I'll go out all right, yeah. I mean, any sort
of... PJ Awake is going to be the biggest battle there, Michael.
Have you got a pair of binoculars?
I don't, no.
Right, okay, I'll sort you out.
Mike is like a one-stop shop of every sports gear you ever need.
Isn't he? He's the only man I know that has spare binoculars.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. What an incredible thing to have a spare set of lying around the house.
Yeah, I mean, like literally when we talked about doing the cricket, Mike can turn around and go, yeah, no, I have the pads and the bats and the bales whole thing, yeah. And the golf, yeah, no, I've got everything you could possibly need. And no, spare sets as well. Yeah,
fishing rods, he's got loads of fishing rods. And then we're trying to tell you, he's got spare binoculars lying around the house.
Why don't we do a bit of speed boating? Oh, yeah, that's no problem. I have a couple of speed boats in the...
Won them on Bullseye back in the day.
Right, so we're open to suggestions, are we?
Yeah, so essentially like summer outings.
Right.
People do, yeah.
So like a sort of a Jolly Boys, Boys of Summer thing.
Boys of Summer, you've already had a bit of cricket. Well, that was in here.
Yeah.
You've had your bit
so
of golf.
So we're casting PJ in the role of Huckleberry Finn, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'd love a go of? I'd love a go because I'm a Southsider now. I'd love a go of whatever it's called, on a horse with the stick and a polo.
Polo.
Oh, yeah.
Polo.
And I'd
you just call it horse polo?
Yeah, as opposed to water polo, yeah.
Right. Because technically, horse polo would be if the horses were on the backs of the job.
And I'd love a go of sailing. Now,
sailing?
Yeah. I'd love a go of sailing.
Who's going to let us loose with a sailboat?
Why wouldn't they? They let us loose with a cricket racket down the place the other day.
I mean, you're a member of the RNLI and they won't let... They think twice about letting you on the boat.
In fairness,
this may surprise you, but I have access to a sailboat.
Nothing surprises me anymore.
My father-in-law, Joe, has one. I'll sort it right out.
Where's he live now?
Yeah, Galway.
Yeah, well, jeepers.
Yeah, but... Although, we're
going out into the Atlantic and all now there. That's a different sea altogether.
We'd have to check with Collie and see, will he agree to come and rescue us when we get lost in a sailboat somewhere?
I have to ask him, can you speak into a pager for help?
Yeah. Right, so listen, we're open to suggestions. Our Boys of Summer, that's what it's all about. Magic Mike, PJ and myself, we're looking to try to take on tasks we haven't previously encountered. Right, we've managed to tick cricket and golf. I mean, it's a disgrace to the magnificent sports of cricket and golf, what we've done to them. But still, you know what I mean?
Cricket's magnificent.
087-188-0008 if you've got any suggestions for us. Five and keep on moving here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. If you fancy having a bash at the breakfast table quiz, nothing to beat, as PJ said. And it's a cracking prize this week. A 3-night getaway at the Beacon Hotel. A couple of dinners, breakfast every morning. Then you get afternoon tea at a different hotel of your choice in the city centre as well.
The whole lot and more.
Cracking prize. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you fancy having a play. Nothing to beat. Now, if you think the life of an, you know, a rock star, pop star, all that sort of stuff, musical legends, if you think all of that sort of stuff is,
High flying glamour.
Absolutely, glamour and
of a lifetime in the business.
People waiting on your hand and forcing.
You definitely think you get to a stage, maybe 50 years into the business, you'd be thinking, I don't have to work no more. Especially if your name was Jackson.
Exactly. You pretty much reckon you could, you know, it's a life of private cars and limos and private jets and private hotels and private everything, yeah. Really.
Well, it turns out it's not even a life of express queues onto an easy jet flight. Because the Jacksons, music giants, the Jacksons, were stunned. Well, they weren't stunned. They obviously knew it was coming. But the holidaymakers they were on the plane with were absolutely stunned when they turned up to get a flight, a €26 easy jet flight, to go to a gig there during the week. One of the band was carrying a Sports Direct carrier bag, a plastic bag, and that was the only hand luggage they had.
Oh my God.
So it does go to show.
But we're talking about, this wasn't the tribute act, we're talking about the actual.
No, we're talking about
Jacksons.
The actual Jacksons. The Jacksons who played Dunleary Beachyard last year. The Jacksons of Michael Jackson fame. Of Janet Jackson fame.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tito and Rito and Beto and.
You see, this is the problem,
Jermaine,
isn't it? You know Michael and, you know Michael and Janet, and then you start getting into Rito, Pito and Jerry and Paul and your man with the Subarts Direct plastic bag, and that's the thing, isn't it?
Right.
So the Soul Legends chose a budget airline to Swiss them from Liverpool. They were in Liverpool. They were going to do a gig in France, right?
Right.
And one fellow passenger said, I love when they get these quotes, you know, one fellow passenger who will remain unnamed. Basically, we don't know if the journalist made it up or not. But it says, it was the best start to any holiday I've ever had. There we were. The Jacksons sitting at the front of the plane. My God. We were all just praying they were going to get up and give us a song. Imagine. They had to endure that. Don't you know that they were up the front? There's the Jacksons.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to give us a bit of a. Give us a bit of Thriller. We never sang Thriller. Go on, give us a bit of Dirty Diana then. We never did that either.
Oh my
that was
God.
Our brother. Our brother did those songs. What about, I'm bad, I'm terrible, I'm very, very bad. No, that was him too. We only did the ABC song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you know they had to put up with all that.
Like, mind you, that would have been. The only way it could have gotten worse is if they had have actually stood up and done a tune. That would have been. Then you would have known it was really. Like,
and then one of them goes around with a hat.
With a hat.
With a Sports Direct bag open. Anything would be appreciated. Yeah.
Would
be appreciated.
When Mike and myself were on the plane with you coming back from Denmark and they were all.
After the match.
And all the fans were doing the kind of like the. And sending you newspapers and all that. It would have been the equivalent of that in musical terms for the Jacksons.
Yeah.
You know, when people were probably shouting up, I don't know.
I should have got
famous Jackson songs.
I regret not getting up and getting me hat filled with you.
Well, I'd have happily carried the hat.
Why don't you shut up?
Yeah.
Now, money in a bag. One passenger also said that was sitting there, so I just thought they'd fallen on hard times. To be honest with you, it was EasyJet, and it all looked a bit sad.
Yeah.
So there you go, there's a bit. But maybe they're just really thrifty. Maybe the Jacksons are just really. Although Michael was never thrifty, you know.
No, no.
So the flight cost.
I mean, like in fairness, they probably don't have any pet chimpanzees or anything.
Yeah, whatever. Mind you, they're some age. Look, so the flight cost €23 and £23 and 20. It was €26. It adds up to about 20. And according to EasyJet's website, that's how much it was. But it turned out to be a wasted trip for them. Now there was some age, right? So Jackie, 68; Tito, 65. Jermaine is 64 and Marlon is 62. Never heard of Marlon until this very sentence, I'll be honest with you. And their performance, it was cancelled. So they went all that way with their easy jet and their Sports Direct bag for absolutely nothing. It was cancelled because there was an electric storm and it blew out whatever stage they were playing on.
So they couldn't even
do their gig. There you go. Rock and roll pensioners.
Did they blame it on the boogie? Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, that's what I would say. It was more like, don't blame it on sunshine, don't blame it on the moon, blame it on the booker.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Day one, no score on the board as yet. Always a good time to play the Breakfast Table Quiz, especially this week. What a prize it is for you. It's a three-night stay that we have for you to win this week, and it's to the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford. You get breakfast each morning, dinner on two of those evenings, and you get an afternoon tea voucher for a sister hotel in Dublin City Centre. Nice prize, and this is all celebrating the new Urban Fox Brasserie and Bar in the Beacon. Decadent flavours and daring ingredients. You can check it out at thebeacon.com. Of course, it's a brand new restaurant there. Delicious European cuisine. And it's the perfect brasserie and courtyard if you fancy a barbecue. Maybe it's a corporate event or just a casual drop-by type of a thing, of a yoke. And of course, yeah, they're on the Green Line, Lewis, as well.
So there you go. So you can't lose. You're straight
you
in access
everywhere.
You'll
have to leave the car at home for a nil.
I do leave the car at home. I can't drive into Dublin City anymore anyway. They have a wreck.
So that's our prize.
And it's going to, well, it is Monday. You get to set the standard and score for the week. And Dave Murphy is in Dublin and is going to have a go. How are you getting on, Dave?
Morning, lads. You
well? Oh, good, Dave. What about yourself?
Yeah, not a bother.
Yeah, what's the crack? How was your weekend? Did you have a good one?
Yeah, I'll go with down to Bray on Saturday and then out with the kids. And then yesterday out with Rat Bagging Lakes and me there.
Oh, great. So you got it around the good bit, yeah.
We at the air show, Dave, was it?
Yeah, air show on Saturday, yeah.
How was it? What do you reckon?
Yeah. Oh, it was pretty good, yeah. Yeah, very good.
You didn't see PJ out in the sea or anything, did you?
I didn't. Oh, no.
Are you sure you were there, PJ?
I was there.
Nobody seems to have seen
it. Well, you'd have to have eyes of an eagle to see me that far away, in fairness.
Oh, my God.
It's not as if you can just go and look out the window and say, how are you, ma? You know, you're a bit further away than that. But anyway, Dave, are you ready for this? Yeah, a bit of a quizzer.
Yeah, go for it, PJ.
Right,
yeah.
So all set then. We'll get you out of the traps.
Absolutely. 60 seconds on the clock. Best of luck, Dave. Here we go.
With what sport would you associate Shane Lowry?
Golf.
Which city is further north? Is it Manchester or Birmingham?
Manchester.
In the film When Harry Met Sally, who played Sally?
Meg Ryan.
In which TV comedy team appeared in the film The Life of Brian?
Monty Python.
In which US city would you visit Madison Square Garden?
New York.
Is the city of Wellington in Australia or New Zealand?
New Zealand.
For which country was George Best an international player?
Northern Ireland.
In food, what is the main ingredient of black pudding?
Blood.
Yeah, pig's blood, I'll give you that. Bohemians FC is a club based in what city?
Dublin.
The Algarve is the most southerly province of which country?
Portugal.
Which Alfred Hitchcock film contains a notorious shower scene?
Psycho.
Yeah, what three colours make up the national flag of the United States?
Blue, red and white.
Complete the title of this 1983 film starring Julie Walters. Educating who?
Don't know.
Educating Rita. Which river connects the cities of Budapest, Vienna and Prague?
Danube.
Yeah, where on the body would a cravat normally be worn?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
A cravat. Where would you wear it?
On the neck.
There
right,
you go.
Okay.
I have a funny feeling, Dave. You've ruined this game for the rest of the week.
Yeah. Unbelievable, Dave.
I have a funny feeling you've shot the fox and it's only 5 to 9 on a Monday.
Ridiculous.
No beer the weekend. Fresh.
Shiny, I tell you something. You wouldn't have a few if you play again by any chance.
Right. Well, that's the end.
This
of
is going to be it.
So this week,
do you want your afternoon tea voucher now?
The winner of our breakfast table quiz. There you go. Right. Do you want the score?
Go on. Give us it. This is going to be terrifying, isn't it?
1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Get out of it.
14 right. Correct
fingers
answers, Dave won.
Dave, would you not have played on a Friday?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Say, Dave. Listen, Dave, if you ever get the urge to play the quiz again, will you not ring?
I tell you something, Dave, it's going to be a mountain for anyone to climb. So 15 or more is what you're going to need for the rest of the week. That's been done, I think, 3 times in the last 4 years. So right, there you right. go.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, 17 is actually 18 is now the highest we've ever had.
That's only been done once.
We've had 1 17 and we've only ever had 3 15s. So there you go. It'll be.
You're making that up.
I am not making that
Mike
up.
Mike is looking at you in a very kind of like, you know, you're making that up.
I am absolutely not making that up. Dave will know. He knows everything.
Yeah. Dave, how many. Your next question is, how many times have we had 15 on the breakfast table quiz? Correct. Listen, Dave, well done, man. Cracking score.
Amazing.
It's going to set the bar nice and high for the rest of the week. Have a cracking day. Take care of yourself.
Nice, lads. Lovely show.
Cheers, man.
See you there.
Take
good
care. Bye bye. Right. I tell you, brave souls required.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
You see, this is the moment, PJ. This is when diamonds are formed.
It is,
under
yeah.
pressure. When you're in the face of adversity, when you stand up and be counted.
Yeah.
As long as your count goes to 15 or more.
Like when we play crazy golf, you know?
Yeah.
You really shine through
yeah.
and look like a champion.
Right. Yeah, even when people are doing Indian rain dances.
Oh, he's on about that again. You can't even mention something in jest without him getting all upset about cheating. God.
Listen,
if you don't want cheating, don't play with me. It's your fault.
So listen, but at least the prize is an enticement for you to really have a go at this. I know it's a challenge. You're going to need 15 correct answers or more, but it is 3 nights at the fabulous Beacon Hotel in Sandyford. Breakfast every morning, dinner on 2 of the evenings, and of course that afternoon tea voucher in a sister hotel in Dublin City Centre. It is a cracking prize. Got to be worth having a go.